We're going to talk about avoiding malpractice in tax engagements. It's a fact of life for all of us, you know, and the exposure exists in a multitude of ways, and it's just all too real. And I've been amazed at a couple of the, how should we say it? Let me say first that, here we go. That I've done a lot of malpractice cases over the last 10 years. It started back in the mid 2000 to 6, 7 era, defending, doing standard of care defense work for the big four CPA firms in some of the tax shelter cases. But then it expanded to the whole, how would you say it, the whole platter or plate of malpractice cases that you see against, primarily against CPAs. I'm not a lawyer, so I don't defend standard of care for attorneys, but I think I've learned a lot about it because in many of the cases that I've worked on, the lawyers were also a target. So that you had, and you know, and I've had some really interesting cases to talk to you about how, or to explain how novel amazing some complaints that get filed is early on. About 5-6 years ago, I had a case where the defendant had sued the financial planners, the lawyer, three different law firms were defendants, and a CPA firm with regard to structuring a transaction. And it went along these ways, that ultimately the transactions were probably wouldn't have withstood scrutiny from the Internal Revenue Service or the California Franchise Tax Board in this case. But what happened is by putting the transactions on the tax return, it raised the attention of the Franchise Tax Board to the matter at hand.